The maternity ward at Bonny Hospital in Maban was officially launched about 2 weeks ago. Dr. Attar explains why he decided to invest his award money into a medical facility rather than improving his life.
My thinking is, how do we help
these people? I have been with them for the last 6 years. They have become part of my life, part of my relatives. So when I weigh between my benefits and benefit of the people, I strongly believe that we need to care for one another. That is why I say it. If I have something little in my hand, why can't I really use it for all of us, for the benefits of the people who really need my help?
The 50-year-old doctor from Eastern Equatoria State, a father of four, won the Nansen Award in 2018 for his 20-year commitment to providing medical services to people forced to flee conflict and persecution in Sudan and South Sudan, as well as to the communities hosting the refugees. Dr. Attar was once a displaced South Sudanese citizen living in Khartoum during the 21-year Sudan War leading up to South Sudan's independence. After finishing secondary school in Khartoum, he won a scholarship and eventually worked in the medical field in Egypt. He was taken by aid agencies to Blue Nile State to head a hospital in Kurmuk. In 2011, the civil war between the Sudanese government and rebels forced him and many Sudanese to flee the area and move to Maban. The Bonny Hospital's new maternity ward will provide delivery and postnatal services. It includes a cesarean section and delivery and postnatal units, according to Attar. The new ward has eased congestion at the hospital, which used to have only 8 beds in the maternity ward. Now the new ward has 20 beds. In the past, says Dr. Attar, medical workers would sometimes have to accommodate 2 mothers in 1 bed.
There is a relief of the problems which have been there. We can now have antenatal care because it was all done in the same place. We have now a unit for newborn, so it helps us a lot. Not only that, but it also helps us to control infection, because if you see the newborn, they are susceptible. They are weak in such a way that they can easily contract diseases.
45-year-old Maban resident Mary Boma Jibe says she is grateful for the hospital's addition.
This unit is very important for us. We are thankful of it, and we would say thanks a lot to Dr. Tar and all those who supported its establishment.
Maban County Commissioner Peter Alberto says Bonny Hospital is a lifeline medical center for the entire state.
Even the neighborhood, the neighbor counties, they also come over here, like Lungwechuk and Maywood and Malut. They also come and get services here, the treatment. And that's why you see it is overcrowded with patients, even from the far south and the far west and east and the north. This is the only central medical center. This hospital is serving everybody, even people come from the headquarters of the state, Malakal.
Arafat Jamal is the UN Refugee Agency chief in South Sudan.
This is the type of thing that really, or those of us who work in this sector, we are very proud when we see something like this happening. It is a labor of love from Dr. Attar, who is our Nansen winner.
But huge challenges remain for the hospital due to inadequate resources. The 140-bed hospital is the biggest functional medical service provider in the northern part of the country, UNHCR says. It's the sole provider of surgery and referrals from refugee camps in Maban and the host populations. Its main financier is UNHCR. With its drastic funding reductions between 2018 and 2020, UNHCR officials say it has become increasingly difficult to address the hospital needs. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.